Okay, last week we talked about, well, we know it's Thanksgiving, we're celebrating Thanksgiving today. Amen? Last week we talked about Thanksgiving or giving thanks and a couple things just as a refresher. We talked about what does it mean to be thankful. And the definition was to, you know, sometimes you can do something without knowing what you're doing. People go to church, but with no intent of reason, know why they're going to church. It's just something I'm supposed to do. It's like, I got a really busy day. I got to go by Walmart. I got to go by McDonald's. I got to go by Costco. What are you doing? Nothing. I just have to go by there. I'm not expecting anything. I just want to check in, go in there, check it off my list, and then leave. That wouldn't make sense, would it? You're going through a drive-thru, what you here for? I don't know. It's just not my things to do. Would you like something? No, not really. I just had to come by and check it off my box of things to do. I'm accomplishing a lot. Sometimes we come to church that same way, right? We don't know why we're coming. It's just on our things to do. We're not expecting to receive anything from the Lord. Anybody ever do that before? Yeah, one man, raise his hand. I raise my hand. I've done that. I just go because I have to go, or because I don't know why. Okay, I'll go. But am I expecting to receive something? You know, you wouldn't go to a restaurant without expecting to buy something or receive something. You're going to put in an order you expect to receive, right?
Right.
You go with an expectation. I think we go everywhere with an expectation except the post office and church. The reason I say post office, I hope nobody works at the post office, but you go there and it's like, oh, I'll be back. They leave you standing, they walk around for a while, they come back. What are we here again for? Just pick up my package. Oh, you already gave me the ticket. Okay. They walk out. So you don't really go there expecting great service, right? You go there because you kind of have to go there. But when you come to church, we should come with an expectation that we're going to receive something from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Not just to go because it's what we usually did on Sunday. Or my mom or dad used to make me go to church. That's always tough, right? Mm. My daughter, you know, she's at school. She's in college now. But we always say, we go to church. She goes, why do we have to go to church? Because that's what we do. What's the alternative?
Yeah.
Amen? But we want to, our going to church is an indicator, the way I would view it, I'm appreciative and thankful for what the Lord's done for me.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
He went to the cross, I can go to church.
Yes.
It's pretty simple. So thankfulness is an act of appreciation, of gratitude, or expression of gratefulness, usually in a public way. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody does something nice for you, you what? Say thank you. Mm-hmm. Quietly from the heart. You ever do something like somebody does something nice for you? Go, I said quietly from my heart, thank you. That wouldn't work very well, right? If my wife cooked me a dinner and I just sat there and kind of looked at it and she's like, gonna eat? Well, you didn't say thank you. I'm like, I did. It was from my heart. You didn't hear it? It was from my heart to yours. It has to be. How the lady's looking at me like, you're in trouble. Why? Because it's a public expression. Well, when we are thankful to the Lord, it's not just quietly from the heart. It's a public expression of what he's done for us. Amen?
Yeah.
So, First Chronicles, this is just a quick review. Said, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. You know, one thing you got to know, what I got to know, is that he is good. We may not figure everything else out. We may not know why this happened or, you know, why is life hard right now or what have you. But that's not the point. The point is to get through that hard point, that hard time, we know that he is good. And he's not going to leave us. He's not going to abandon us. Amen?
That's right.
And his love endures forever. In contrast, the enemy is always trying to tell you he doesn't love you and God's not good.
Yeah.
You can't listen to him. He's your problem. He's not the answer. Amen?
Amen?
And we talked about giving thanks to the Lord in every situation or circumstance, and you're not giving thanks for the circumstance. You're not giving thanks for the sickness or the disease or the poverty or the lack or the attack. You're not thanking God for that because it didn't come from him. But you're thanking him that even though something's coming against you, you're still giving thanks. Why? Because you know he's for you and he's going to bring you out. Psalms 92:1 said it's a good thing to give thanks unto God, to sing praises unto his name. So we just talked about that. We talked about we have to be determined to be thankful. And that even Jesus expressed gratitude when he had something that seemed so small, with like the loaves of bread, the small loaves of bread and the two fish, right? He broke it and he gave what? Thanks for it. And sometimes we have to recognize that something might seem small in our life, but if we give thanks for it, God can what? Multiply it.
Yes.
He can increase it. Then we talked about the dangers of not giving thanks. Ooh. I tell you what, this past week, you can get busy and bombarded with stuff, and you forget that you should be a thankful person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to become unthankful.
Yeah.
You just drive on the highway. 1604. I ain't praying in tongues. It's like you get upset. Hey, one time there was a lady who comes to the Bible study Wednesday nights. I don't know, she's driving slow. I didn't know it was her. Like, come on, move it. It's rush hour. So I go in the other lane and I pass her. You know, because it's rush hour, she pulls alongside, and she sees my wife, and she honks, hey. I was like, oh. I'm praying for you. She goes, what did he say? She asked me, what did he say? No, he said hi, and he's praying for you. So, you know, we have to be, instead of being grumbling that the traffic is moving so slow, we could be, man, thank God I'm not walking.
Yeah.
Thank God I have a car.
Yeah.
Amen? Thank the Lord. There's always something we can give thanks about. We have to be determined to do that. But Romans 1 said, when we're thankless, when we don't give thanks or recognize God, it says our understanding becomes darkened. Mm. And our hearts become what? Foolish. Our plans become futile. Why? Well, because we don't recognize Him. We're failing to recognize and thank Him for everything He's done. You know, we have a memory, we can remember, we have energy, we take a breath. Why? Because of Him.
Yes.
Right. He's the one that what? Sustains us.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
He strengthens us. And this is really a big deal, because when we get busy in life, we can think, what? I got to do everything on my own. I and me. It's easy.
Yeah.
To get to that place and not recognize, hey, God, you're the one that gives me the strength. You're the one that gives me the ability even to remember or just to function. Or if you believe in God for something and your prayer gets answered, you start thinking like, my faith is so strong. My faith.
Mm.
Like, where'd you get it from? Who gave you the little bit to start with? He did.
Amen.
And did anybody encourage you along the line? To help you keep believing when you're going to quit? Sure. He did. And His Word reminded you. So much of what you and I think is us isn't us. It's really what? Him.
That's right.
So we talked about that. We don't want to become foolish and think it's all about us. Amen? And without recognizing that it's Him. And we looked at 2 Timothy 3 that said, now in the last days there will be terrible times. So, you know, as times get, say, more terrible, let me say it this way. You know, like, before when there was, like, one hurricane or one tsunami that happened in the world, what did you do? You're like, oh, man, that's terrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
You looked at the devastation, but now they're coming in pretty frequent.
Yeah.
And you're not so awestruck by it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're not like, you're not like, look at that. You're just like, oh, well, they should have known better. They should have left.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And actually, you know, you should leave. If, unless the Lord told you you should stay, you should go. Mm-hmm. If they tell you the weather report, here comes the hurricane. It's going to hit. It's going to devastate everything. Don't stay there. So I'm just going to believe God. Unless God told you specifically to stay there. But he probably didn't tell you to stay there. He probably told you what? Go. Or you hear about the fires going on the East Coast, or West Coast, and the blizzards on the East Coast. And you think what? Oh, well, I'm here in Texas. I'm okay. But what if this starts increasing more and more?
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says. 2 Timothy. In the last days, there will be terrible times. And it tells you why. Part of it also, it says people will be lovers of themselves on Facebook, taking selfies all the time, right? Loving themselves. And if you don't love me, I'm not going to love you. If you don't post like right away, then you're in trouble. I'm going to unfriend, defriend, whatever I need to do. You won't be my friend anymore, right?
Yeah.
But it says this, they're disobedient to parents. This is in the Bible, right? Ungrateful, unholy, proud, arrogant. But notice all those things are combined with the word ungrateful. Or a lack of demonstrating thanks when somebody does something for you or somebody does something for me. It's so important that we what? Give thanks.
Yes.
You know, I remember recently, I felt like I was supposed to send somebody a gift in the mail, so I did. Wasn't real joyful at it when I started. But then I thought, well, I'll be happy. Come on, work it up. Work it up. Be joyful. You know, you've done that. Maybe you didn't give it, but maybe you did, right? And the funny thing is, I'm thinking to myself, I could do more, but I'll start with this, right? You ever negotiate that type of deal? But the person never said thank you. They got it, but they never said thank you. And I thought about it. I thought, well, I ain't giving them nothing more. Maybe they don't like money. I don't know. Why? Well, if you weren't thankful for that, why would I want to give you more?
Right.
Of something you are unthankful for.
Right.
And I'm not saying they have to be thankful. I'm looking for them to be thankful. I'm not saying that. You know, I'm not looking for a reward from man. But if somebody does something for you, or somebody does something for me, isn't it just naturally your response, you should recognize they didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't owe me. Mm-hmm. They chose to do something for me. Mm-hmm. What should I do? I should be what? Thankful.
Yes.
For what they've done.
Amen.
You know, we were talking about what seems so little is that when you look at the widow, the Bible says the widow threw in two mites, so like a penny in the offering, a couple pennies, really small amount. And Jesus recognized it, and he made note of it. And he said, because she gave everything that she had. Now, this is interesting, because remember last week we talked about, don't give something that you don't like,
mm-hmm.
or that you don't need, or that doesn't have value to you.
Yeah.
Right? Because then you're not really giving it.
You're just kidding.
If I'm giving you something I don't care about,
yeah.
Remember the suit that someone gave me last week?
Yeah.
When I was in school? The zipper was broke. My wife reminded me that there was a hole in the middle of the pants. See, the jacket was terrible, had stains on it. And I got blessed with a wonderful suit. That's not why I'm not wearing a jacket today. Today I'm just going to relax so I can eat. You know, I need food on my clothes. But if you're done with something, don't make it like it's so great to you that you can, oh, I'll give it to them. That's good enough for them. That's terrible. It's good enough. You know, God didn't have a good enough attitude about you.
No, he didn't.
He didn't say, well, let's just send a fallen angel to die for them. That'll be good enough. No. What did he do? He sent Jesus.
Yes.
Right? Someone he cared about.
Yes.
And he loved.
Yes.
And so when we do something, this is when the Bible, what we're looking at, we want to do it with the best that we have. And if somebody does something for us, like the widow's mite, you know, I was thinking about this because the Bible mentions she was a widow. Well, you don't know. Maybe those two coins represented something that her husband had given her.
Mm-hmm.
That meant the world to her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It wasn't the amount of money. Maybe it was the sentimental value. But that was on their wedding gift, and that's all she had left.
Yeah.
And she wanted to give it to the Lord.
Right.
It meant a lot to her. And so when you see that, what happened? The Bible honored her for her gift. You know, and when we do something, you know, like I was looking at the turkeys. Now, I'll be honest. I was trying to taste test some of them this morning. But they weren't cut up. I'm like, I can't, like, rip a turkey leg off. Someone's going to know. It was taken apart. I want to, but I didn't. And then like somebody made stuffing, but nobody dug a spoon in it yet. I'm like, come on, it looks perfect. I can't taste that. I could have, but I didn't go there. So my wife would have said, you come back, you got food. I just want to make sure the food is great for all the people at church. But we have to develop an attitude of what? Gratitude.
Yeah.
Gratefulness.
Yeah.
Recognizing people don't have to do things. God didn't have to. He did what he did for us because what? He loved us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right. And next we saw, and I am conscious of the time. Don't worry. I like repeating this though because I want us, you know, I feel like if I get challenged with being thankful during the week, you're probably challenged too.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that the challenge, like we see in Romans 7, it says this. Well, I'll read it to you. It says, thanks be to God. To who? To God. Thanks be to God who delivers me through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Mm.
And Proverbs 1:19 said, at verse 62, at midnight I will give thanks to you. So even when things look dark, what should you do? Give thanks to God. Amen?
Yes,
on purpose,
amen.
And intentionally.
Yes.
When Paul and Silas were in prison, it says that they sang praises, they gave thanks, and they sang praises to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to sing and thank God publicly to make a show,
mm-hmm.
but in your car, wherever you are, when you're traveling throughout your day, you can be thanking God. Amen?
Amen.
So today, like they said, I'm conscious of the time, no worries. When we talk about thankfulness, or we talk about being thankful, there's some other aspects. We saw last week how it's important to give thanks, to be determined to, the dangers of not giving thanks, and how deliverance comes from giving thanks. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to talk a little bit more along the same line. So Colossians 2:7 says this. This is the God's Word translation. It says, Colossians 2:7, sink your roots in Him and build on Him. Talking about the Lord. Be strengthened by the faith that you were taught and overflow with thanksgiving. So as we build our Christian life, we're supposed to sink our roots in Him and build our life what? On Him or on His Word.
Mm-hmm.
What He tells us to do. You know, you think about how easy it is, or I mean, I'm thinking it's easy not to be thankful. And when you have to make yourself be thankful sometimes, you got to make your lips do their duty, right? It's like you're pushing it out. Be thankful. Thank you, Lord. Why? Because your flesh, there's all this pressure. You think, what do I got to be thankful for? And if you really took in the an account of how much you have, you would not stop giving thanks.
Yes.
So we're supposed to sink our roots in Him. We're supposed to be more thankful than ever. This is the New International Revised Version. You know, the NIRV, New International Revised Version. I'm like, well, if it's new, why did you revise it? I mean, come on, I'm just asking. But it says, build yourself up in Him, grow strong in what you believe, just as you were taught, be more thankful than ever before.
Good.
We need to demonstrate, because we're in the time of Thanksgiving, we want to be more thankful than we've ever been. So I did a little analysis here. And, of course, they say if you live in America, you are in the top 1% of the population of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people. You're better off than every 100 people, 99 of them, you're better off. You're in the top 1%. You may not be in the top 1% of 1%, but you're in the top 1%. So I was looking at some statistics. As in Monaco, which is like a parliamentary-type territory for politicians and the elite and what have you. They average salary is $186,000 a year. But it's only 2 miles square. So it's more like, say, like the Vatican or something really small. When you live in the U.S., average salary is $58,000 in the U.S. If you live in India, it's $1,800 a year. And if you live in the Congo, it's $400 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's working full time.
Wow.
So I'm not talking about running water and electricity and all those benefits. I'm just talking about what you make and your purchase ability. So you think about if you lived in India, you make $1,800 a year, living in the dirt hut or mud hut, what have you. Remember I told you when I was in China, people work, I mean, they work. And nobody lazy there.
Mm.
They work recycling, picking up bottles, 60, 70 hours a week. And they have really nothing to show for it. And so when you look at America, the fact that you're here, oh man, you are so blessed. You really are. You have so much to be thankful for. You know, we can complain like something's not just perfect, but rather than looking at what's not perfect, look at what we do have and what does work.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
So here, so when we consider that, why are we here? As an American, why are you here? You know, you could have been born somewhere else. I could have been born somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I was born somewhere else, but I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. But why are we here now?
Yeah.
It's because God wants us not only to be blessed, but that we can be a blessing to other people. You know, we talk about the food truck, right? I think about that. It's amazing how we have the resources to buy a food truck that the first time they sent it out, it fed 30,000 people. That's a lot of people. I mean, 30,000 meals. But I equate a meal per person, but even if it was, you know, half or whatever, it's a lot of meals. A lot of people being fed. Why? Because we're blessed so that we can be what? A blessing.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Colossians 4:2 says this. I like this. It says, be persistent in prayer. Keep alert as you pray, and you do this as you give thanks to God. So here we see that we're supposed to be purposefully and intentionally, not only do we pray, but we're supposed to be praying with the attitude of thanksgiving to God.
Yeah.
Giving Him thanks. Well, for what? Well, for one, He's going to answer the prayer that you just prayed. That's how good He is.
Yeah.
Amen? You know, sometimes we go, well, I didn't get this, and I don't have this. But did you actually, were you actually thanking God and believing Him to do what He said He would do? Or have you spent, or have I spent more time complaining and whining and grumbling over what I didn't get? Or comparing what somebody else has? Or, you know, using that term, that's not fair. Did you ever hear that? That's not fair. My kids say that all the time. Not all the time, but they say it. When they say it, like, oh man, time out, let's have a meeting. Why is it not fair? How do you know what's fair and what's not fair? Like, well, she got this. Well, she got that because she saved her money and didn't buy this. So she could buy that. Is that fair? Is it fair that you want what she has, but you wasted your money and bought whatever you want, now you want what she's got? Well, no. Okay, then it is fair. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, we think about that. Just think about that. That's not fair. That's not a good statement to use with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell Him it's not fair. Why? Because it's expressing ungratefulness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, again, we're really big here on taking personal responsibility for our own actions with God. Amen?
Yeah.
It's not His fault something didn't work out. Like, I failed my test at school. Did you study? Well, no. But it's not fair. Well, what were you doing? Well, I just got distracted. Well, is that God's fault? Well, no. Did he wake you up? Well, yeah, but I just thought I'd go back to bed. This is not fair. Well, no, it's fair. You just didn't do your part. And it won't change unless what? You do your part. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes it's just important to realize that. Hey, I got a part to play. I have to do what? My part. God will do his part if I do what? My part.
Yeah.
And so even if I mess up, if I don't do so well on something, okay, it's a learning opportunity. Thank God I can keep going. Thank God I get another chance.
Yes.
Thank God I'll get it right.
Yeah.
And I'll just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
You know, we keep thanking God, what happens? You'll keep moving forward. You recognize not everything's going to be perfect, but I'm not going to quit. So even if you're taking, remember that movie a long time ago, What About Bob? Did you ever see that movie? Right? That's one of, my name is Bob, so I like the movie. But he said, just take baby steps, baby steps. And when you look at a baby, they just take small steps. Well, when you're looking at your walk with the Lord, just keep moving forward and taking what? Small steps. Thank him for what you know, for what you got, what you can do, mm-hmm. what you do have. Yes. You don't need to thank him or complain about what you don't have or what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at it that way. Look at what you do know.
Yeah.
And what you do have.
Right.
And what you can do.
Yeah.
And then you take those steps and move forward. Amen?
Amen.
Here he says, be persistent in prayer. Keep alert as you pray. And give God thanks. Always be thanking him. Why? That's the solution to your answer.
Right.
And to the thing that you're believing for.
Right.
Hebrews 12 says this. Hebrews 12, 28. This is a part I think will help us even more. You know, I started this new exercise routine. I know you can tell. I know it's pretty obvious to everyone. I know some of you know I'm joking. But one thing I realized is exercise is they consider it an important part of your overall life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's walking, whether it's doing whatever. Well, if you recognize Thanksgiving to God is an overall part of your, it's an important part of your spiritual health. You should be exercising spiritually by what? Giving God thanks.
Yes.
On a regular, constant, all the time basis.
Yeah.
Amen? Hebrews 12, 28 says this, therefore, since we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be what? Thankful. And worship God acceptably with respect and awe. So when I was reading this verse, something that stuck out, or that I see as a very important thing, is this, we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let us be thankful. You know, there's a lot of things on earth that will be shaken.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You notice when somebody dies, they leave everything behind. Nobody takes anything. In fact, you know, we've been reading through Ecclesiastes, and he's talking about, man, this is terrible, because I can work my whole life and build all these things, and I leave it to a fool. And you know, God wants us to have things and enjoy things here.
Yeah.
But whether it's a car, whether it's a house, whatever it might be, it will wear out or break down. But when you're looking at your eternal reward, your eternal life, it says that we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. That's why we're thankful. That you're not, when you invest in the things of God, you're not losing those things. That cannot be shaken. That cannot be lost. There'll be no rust, no corruption. You got it safe and secure. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I used to think about heaven and hell a lot. I did. I started thinking about, you know, it's one of those really quiet times when you lay on your bed and you can't sleep. And you're worried, you know, Monday you're going to get beat up at school, whatever. You're just thinking, it's like, And so I was thinking, man, heaven, that's forever and ever. It kind of got scary because forever is a long time. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking, forever and ever. How can that? And then I said, well, I don't know if I like that. And then the other thought occurred, well, hell's forever. I thought, whoa, I don't want to go there. I'll just accept the heaven side.
Yeah. Right?
I can thank God, even if I don't know it all here, yeah. I can thank Him that what? I'm saved.
Amen.
If you have nothing to be thankful for, you can thank God what? That
yes,
you're saved.
Yes.
I mean, think about it. You say, well, I'm thankful. We're thankful that the Lord what? Saved me.
Amen.
That's something, you know, on this side, you may not see, I may not see the really, really big picture. But if I can be thankful that He saved me, when it gets to the other side, you'll be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
That you missed hell.
Yeah.
Right? That you made heaven.
Yeah.
If you didn't do anything, you just want to miss hell and make heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to be thankful for. So even though our stuff, we won't be able to transfer it to the kingdom come, you know, someone said, but I want to take my car there. If you think about chariots that fly at light speed,
yeah.
Why would you want a car from here?
Yeah.
You wouldn't use it. You'd be embarrassed if you could be. Like, I want my Ford Bronco in heaven. No, you wouldn't want your Ford Bronco in heaven. I mean, you got chariots of fire flying around. I mean, you know, that's a lot cooler.
Yeah.
A lot better. You think, well, I got some gold down here. Yeah, they got a lot of it up there, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't just put it in your teeth. You won't need it, right?
Yeah.
It's under your feet there.
Yes.
So you think about, when you're thinking about His kingdom, thank God I'm a part of what? His kingdom.
Amen.
I mean, that
Amen.
Alone, you know, I never, it really never bothered me when I started to understand how much God loved me.
Yeah.
That my friends in high school that I used to hang out with, they quit hanging out with me because I didn't want to go have fun with them anymore. I would sit in the car and read my Bible while they went and did their stuff. And they just said, you're just no fun anymore. I go, I'm having fun. You guys see this. He loved us. Look what He did for us.
Yeah.
No, they quit hanging out with me. And they were my ride, so I had to take a bus everywhere after that. But you know what? I was okay with that. And it wasn't until some years later. Man, I'm talking maybe 15 years later, I saw a friend of mine. And he said, you know what? I had visited, went up to Minnesota. I ran into him. And his life wasn't so good. But he said, but we met, we were just talking. He said, you know what? He goes, we all laughed at you. So why are you laughing at me? He said, because you Bible thumper. Bible Bob. Bible boy, right? It's a new superhero character. Bible boy. But, he said, but you are the only one happy.
Yeah.
He goes, I never forgot that.
Mm-hmm.
You are the only one happy out of all of us.
Mm.
I'm like, well, I didn't know that. But I just really... I was looking at this, and I'm just so thankful to the Lord for what He did for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thankful to the Lord for my parents who cared to whoop me when I made a mistake. Just once, really. Once in particular, I remember. But I was so thankful because my friend and I, we did something that wasn't cool. And not terribly bad, but bad enough. I don't want to tell you what we did, because it was recorded. All right, I'll tell you what we did. Anybody want to know?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, we egged houses during the winter.
Oh.
Terrible, because it freezes instantly. That was part of the plan. And so, one day, we got caught. I didn't do it all the time. But I got in trouble for it, and my friend didn't get in trouble. And I was so thankful that I had my parents and I didn't have his. Because I interpreted getting in trouble with them loving me enough to correct me.
Yeah.
Because they care.
Yeah.
I was so thankful, you know, for my parents. We didn't have a lot of what maybe other people had, but I had a lot of time I could spend with my parents. I was thankful because they were there. I could talk to them. I couldn't talk to them about the egging thing. that was different. But I was thankful for them. I was so thankful. I mean, and as, you know, we got older, you know, it's funny how much you don't think your parents know when you're like a teenager. And then by the time you hit 20, 21, you think, man, they learned a lot in a few years. My parents really learned a lot. Right? Not realizing it was you who learned a lot. But I was thinking back, thankful for that relationship I had with mm-hmm. my parents.
Mm-hmm.
That they were good to me.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't abuse me. They didn't do bad things to me.
Yeah.
And when I was wrong, they disciplined me.
Right.
Because they care. And I think about that, I think that's just like our Heavenly Father. When we make a mistake, He disciplines or corrects us. Why? Because He cares about us, because He loves us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about eating turkey, and we say, most of those things you eat aren't good for you. You know what I'm saying? Like food that you see that you shouldn't eat, everybody wants to eat, but they know it's not good for them.
Right.
I said, that's kind of like sin. Tastes good, but it's not good for you. It's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And God tells us in His Word, don't do that. Don't eat that fruit. Not your fruits and veggies, but, you know, originally back in the garden. Why? It's going to hurt you. And He's not trying to keep something from us. He's trying to, what? Protect us.
Yeah.
And really, if we recognize, Lord, thank you for protecting me. Thank you for helping me.
Yeah.
Thank you for never leaving me. Thank you that I'm part of your kingdom.
Right.
I can thank you what? That I'm saved.
Yeah.
Huge. I mean, just thank Him that He loves you. And when you pray, you thank Him.
Yes.
Amen. If we will develop this attitude of gratitude with a genuine heart of thanking God, even when things aren't going our way, even when, you know, we make the mistake and we complain to God when it's not corrected instantly, but He's working on it, He's fixing it for us, we can keep thanking Him.
Mm-hmm.
But if we'll start thanking Him more, I believe we'll see the answers coming quicker in our life.
Right.
Think, how long is this going to take? Did it take forever? This ain't working. This is just terrible. Complaining, whining, not thanking, just doing the opposite. But you're not getting closer to the answer by not thanking Him. Mm-hmm. But if we just start thanking Him, what will happen? The answer will come quicker. Your breakthrough will come sooner. Why? Because faith, if you believe in Him, it gives thanks.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
I remember it's been like, well, 12, 13 years now. But when I first told Katie we're going to Disneyland, she didn't go, oh, I doubt it, Dad. I don't think so. She didn't pull the Eeyore on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Eeyore, Winnie the Pooh type of Christian. Okay.
Yeah.
What did she do? She just started jumping around and doing circles. No, I'm going to Disneyland. I'm going to Disney. And we haven't gone yet. We didn't even have the tickets yet. We just told her, we're planning on taking you there. That was enough for her. Well, if God gives you something from His Word and you believe Him, you can go ahead and dance and do some circles.
Amen.
Because He said He would do what He said He'll do.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
So by faith, we thank Him in advance.
Yeah.
Like we told you guys, we had food for you today. Some of you haven't seen the food. You just believe it's there. We could just have that fake aroma scent going through the hallway. You get back there's nothing there. You'd be like, oh, I was told something. I didn't even eat breakfast. Why? Well, you're thanking, you're expecting. But how much more God? Amen?
Amen.
So this week, when the devil challenges you, the enemy pressures you to be ungrateful or to complain or to get down or depressed, don't do that. Here's a word for you. I looked up this word. I thought it was pretty interesting. Yeah. I don't want you to get to, don't get Dolores on me. Dolores. That's the opposite of grateful. Thankful. It means to be misery. To express misery. Dolores. It's like the name of someone. I would change my name if I was Dolores. All right, now you're miserable. But God is wanting to do something for you.
Yeah.
Amen? He's ready. It's not on him. It's on us. Yeah. You know, we always think it's him, right? Because that's what we're told. But what if it wasn't? And it isn't. What if it's us?
Yeah.
What if it's all on us and we think it's all on him? And he's waiting on what? Us.
Mm-hmm.
To respond to him. Mm-hmm. So if we want to receive something from him, like people can wait till they get saved. I'm just waiting for God to save me. He already did. You just have to what? You have to receive it. Well, what about a promise or something you're looking for? He said pray, and then what? Thank him. Like he did it. Like he said he would. Amen.
Amen.
You can go your whole life and not receive just because you didn't respond to him. It's not him responding to you. It's you or me. I have to do my part to receive what he's already provided for me. Amen?
Amen.
All right. You guys ready to eat? I'll go first. I'll test everything out. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy and for your word. And Lord, we purpose in our heart to listen to your spirit. Lord, when we're tempted to complain or to worry or get ungrateful, Lord, we won't do that. We'll purposefully and intentionally remember to be thankful, to express gratitude for all the good and wonderful things you've done. You've said in your word over and over again to give thanks to you. Why? Because it encourages us, it builds our faith, it brings the answer closer to us. Lord, we just purpose in our heart to do that. Thank you for showing us, reminding us throughout the week as we develop this attitude of gratitude so that we can receive and accomplish all that you called us to. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, we'll go ahead and get ready to take up the offering. If you need an envelope, can you raise your hand? And again, when we have an offering, what does an offering mean? Offer is something that you free of your free will, your free choice, you give to what? To the Lord. We'll give you freely an offering. And we'll... Amen. You know, I'm excited because we get to talk. We'll be able to have fun, eat a lot after church, fellowship. You know, something that's important is really important to us is relationships.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Relationship. How we relate to one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one day you realize the only thing that's going to last throughout eternity is what? People.
Yeah.
Us. All your cool stuff, all my cool stuff, whatever cool stuff, it won't last. It'll be gone out of this life, and then it'll be shaken away, burnt up. And then you look at heaven, what's going to be there is people. It's you and me. Amen?
Amen?
So important, relationships are important. Take time to foster and grow those relationships. And as we give to the Lord, why are we giving to Him? We give to Him because we love Him. We have a relationship with Him.
Yes.
Amen? Amen? And an offering, a tithe is, you know, tithes and offerings, something we give from our heart. The Bible says, don't give grudgingly, but give willingly. God loves a cheerful giver. Amen? A cheerful giver is a thankful giver, somebody who gets to give, not got to do.
Yeah.
Amen. I know for me, if I got to do something, my attitude isn't as good as if I get to.
Yeah.
Like, I got to take my daughters to school in the morning, man, ain't it always fun?
Yeah.
But if I get to go somewhere, then it's nicer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just, all right, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for your goodness. And as we give this offering, Lord, and tithes and offering, we give with a happy, cheerful, glad heart, knowing that whatever we sow, we will also reap. And we just thank you for all the people and the relationships you put into our life to help us, to bless us. Lord, the people that accept us, even though they really know who we are, Lord, even though they know we're not perfect, Lord, you cause relationships to be formed and strengthened, and we just thank you for those relationships. And we thank you for our relationship with you. And what we just give as a token of our love and appreciation to you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, be blessed as you give.
Amen.